Our Lord speaks about the kingdom of heaven a little bit. He doesn't at any time describe what heaven is like. You know, we have from St. Paul that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no one has ever dreamed about what eternal, God has prepared for those who love him. He doesn't go into any details about that because why? We could have the wrong, well, certainly the wrong idea about heaven. We can only understand heaven from our five senses, from our thoughts, which don't describe heaven. Heaven is beyond our five senses. It's, you know, satisfaction of our five senses to the immense degree, but even way beyond our senses, and so that it can't be described. And maybe we might think about heaven in a wrong sense, is in a material sense. Our Lord wants us to strive for eternal life by obeying his commandments out of love, and love should be the motivation. This is what our Lord wants most of all, that we are motivated to serve him out of love, not out of selfishness, not out of any material satisfaction and gratification, but out of love for God. And certainly our primary joy and focus in eternal life is God, his person, our love for him and his love for us. This is the essence of our immense joy in heaven, God himself, a person, not things that we'll get and experiences and sensations and all that, which will be there, but God by far exceeds all of these secondary joys. But our focus is on eternal life here. Our focus is on heaven in this gospel. Our Lord wants us to think about the kingdom of heaven, and this is immensely important to think about heaven, to set it before our eyes, because this is where wisdom comes from. Heaven is above. We can see above. Heaven is there in the center, above in the sky, and we're looking up at it, and we're focusing on it, and we're directing our steps towards it. That's our destination. Our destiny is eternal life, and we can see ourselves walking sort of up this stairway up to that point, and that's our direction. That's where we're focused. And if we look anywhere else, we're going to get defocused and lost, and our life is going to be disintegrated. We're going to lose wisdom. We're going to become foolish, become fools, stupid, foolish people, which is perhaps the majority of mankind, foolish, because they don't put their focus on eternal life, on God himself, and that central focus, which is there, which God has revealed to us, and which we have in the person of Jesus Christ, who has pointed us there. Our Lord points us there, and we must direct our steps to it and be wise like Solomon, who asked for wisdom to guide his people. He didn't ask for things and destruction of his enemies and riches and things for himself and a long life. The material things, these horizontal things, he asked for wisdom from God. Where does wisdom come from? God. Our wisdom comes from eternal life. When we think of eternal life, everything makes sense. Even the adversities, you know, our Lord tells us to deny ourselves, to pick up our cross and follow him, tells us to be humble, to be like little children, tells us to mortify ourselves, to live a life of purity and chastity and self-control, to carry our crosses, to sacrifice, to forgive. All these things make very little sense without eternal life. You know, they can make some intellectual sense, but practically speaking, they don't make sense, because instant gratification is what makes the most sense. Without that vertical focus on eternal life and on God who sees and will judge everything we do, when our focus is there, everything makes sense, you know. It's like a string. You take a bunch of beads and take 1,000 beads and string them all with a string and tie 2 knots on the end, and you just throw them on the ground. They're all scattered and dissembled, but you take one end and you tie it to that nail on the high up on top of the wall. You tie it there and pull it all. Immediately it all lines up and straight. This is the scattered things of our life, all the things that perhaps don't make sense or are scattered in our life, the crises, the sorrows, the work and the things that we have to do. It seems all scattered and chaotic and dissembled, but we look up to God, we look up to eternal life, and it all makes sense, it all lines up. It's all directed to the kingdom of God. God permits all these things for our greater good, as we see here in the second reading. We know that all things work for good for those who love God. Those who look up to God and love Him and put Him first, everything works for good. Everything makes sense. All the good, all the adversity, all the troubles, all the happy times, everything is working out for the good of those who love God, who are called according to His purpose, who direct everything to eternal life. We take our eyes off of that focus, we become lost. We become like, you know, we're on this stairway, this path to eternal life, and, think of ourselves as like dogs who are on the path. You walk with your dog down the path and he's wandering off sniffing this and that, and he goes maybe far away, and if you don't call him, he'll get lost maybe. You know, that's the way we can be, like sheep, like dogs. You know, we wander off and we get lost. We don't stay with our shepherd. We don't stay with our master. You ever see videos of dogs who've been trained? I saw a video once years ago of a dog who went to training school, and they train him to stick to their master. They stick so close that their nose is actually touching the side of the master, and the master walks and tells him to go somewhere, goes and comes back, and then he continues to follow right at his side. That's training. They train the dogs to do that, and you know, wouldn't it be nice if we could do that? If we stay close to our Master Jesus, stay close to our Lady, and they tell us to do something, we go and do it, and we come back, or we do it with them. You know, we stay close. We don't go sniffing off, you know, wandering off into the doing our own thing, getting lost and losing sight of our Master. Our Master is before us. We need to stay close to Him, follow His teachings. But above all, just keep our eyes on eternal life, and that's our direction, our beacon, and gives us wisdom. It makes sense of everything that we're doing, and it makes us direct. And not when as soon as we lose sight of that, we start to fall away, we get lost, we can fall into pits that we find very difficult to come out of. We need to stay on this path, stay close to our Lord, stay close to Our Lady, our Heavenly Mother. You know, when we're with our mother, you know, mothers are very vigilant. Good mothers, most of mothers are good. They are vigilant over their children. They will watch over them, protect them, even suffer for them, and even die for them. You know, put their lives on the line for their children. They will do anything for their children, and this is what Our Lady does. You know, I think of a mother I knew, who told me once that she was on the highway and a car broke down. It was a flat tire or something, and her husband was with her with 2 children, and her husband was fixing the wheel or fixing the engine or whatever, and she was outside with him, and she saw this big semi truck coming and veering off the road in going straight headlong towards them, and she looked and saw that the driver was asleep. And she saw that they were all going to die. They were all going to be smashed. And she she could have ran away. She couldn't grab them quick enough to, because it was, the truck was right there. And she chose she was going to die with her husband and her children. She refused to leave. And she just stood there and waved her arms, hoping that he would wake up, and he did, and swerved away just in time. This is what mothers will do. They put their life on their line, on the line for their family, for their children, their husbands. And this is our Lady. She stood there at the foot of the cross, suffered the worst kinds of torture and suffering for our sake. She will never leave us. She will always protect us and guide us to our heavenly homeland, to eternal life, if we stay close to her, we stay with her, depend on her, are consecrated to her, live for her, with her. She is our protection. She is those, you know, we need to keep our focus on God, and she's like those glasses that make us see God clearly, see his will, see his way, see clearly. We need to put those glasses on. God gave them to us, gave her to us. We take those off, then everything is cloudy and blurred, and we can't see our way, and that's the way it is. Without Our Lady, we are clouded. We always will be. With her, we can see things clearly, and we can get to our destination more quickly, and like a vehicle, like a car, we drive towards our destination instead of walking there, you know, with this ball and chain dragging on our way. If we're trying to make it on our own way by ourselves, so we have all these. Wisdom that we get by looking up to God, to eternal life, to the teachings of Jesus, which guide us along the way, and we have Our Lady to guide us to. If we will only always stay close to her and stay united to her, stay in prayer and constant recourse to Our Lady to find our goal, to keep our eyes on that goal and not veer off, and not to get caught up in the things of this world which cloud our vision and cause so many obstacles and misery and lack of peace, because we have taken our eyes, our focus, our life off our true homeland, our true destination. So let us be truly wise, and let us be truly children in the hands of our Heavenly Mother.
Fructum ventris tuum.